Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com, Procrastination 101, The Ultimate Guide to Avoiding Procrastination. And this article was written by Lena Mirchandani. Have you ever submitted an assignment due at 11:59 p.m., at 11:58 p.m.? Have you ever pulled an all-nighter for an assignment due the next day? Everyone has his or her own work style, with some using procrastination as a driving force. However, this approach can prove to be stressful for many. Setting goals is important for maintaining a balanced lifestyle. If you want to start avoiding procrastination, here are a few quick tips. 1. Set reasonable goals for each day. Overloading yourself can lead to stress, which can cause avoidance of your tasks. Setting realistic, daily goals can help you be proactive. It is important to make a checklist with all your tasks for the day and then prioritize them. We all have many things we need to get done, so keeping these tasks organized will help you stay on track. Some may keep mental or electronic checklists. However, writing checklists on a piece of paper can be helpful. The pure satisfaction of crossing tasks off of your list can give you the motivation you need. 2. Create an organized workspace. Having a messy desk or workspace can clutter your work and your mind. An organized space gives you a fresh place to work every time you sit down. This can help boost productivity as it limits distractions and allows you to focus on your work. Making sure you have all your necessary supplies in your workspace ensures uninterrupted work time. As soon as you hop up to grab your computer charger, it is easy to find yourself baking cookies or on the phone with a friend a few minutes later. 3. Make an organized schedule. Making daily schedules to plan out your day is essential. Every week, we have a lot of things that need to get done. Planning out your tasks and their due dates can help you stay active. This plan will keep you on track to have a manageable workload every day, so you aren't writing the entirety of your 50-page research paper the night before it's due. Instead, every day you're working on pieces of the puzzle, so the workload doesn't build up and become unmanageable. This could help you make sure that you don't leave things until the last minute. A physical planner or a website like Google Calendars can help you fit all your tasks and meetings and give you a visual representation of your day. 4. Take breaks. Working for hours and hours straight can be both stressful and draining. The body and brain are not made to endure endless hours of math homework without stopping. Make a schedule that includes taking breaks. Taking even a 5-minute break can help you in a myriad of ways. Even short breaks can help you reset and take your mind off your work. Going outside, exercising, and listening to music are all great ways to reset. Then you can go back to your tasks refreshed. This can help increase productivity and mitigate later burnout. 5. Have a healthy lifestyle. 3 words: sleep, eat, hydrate. Sleep is just so important. Remember to get your 8 hours. Some days it may seem like cramming is the best option, but going to bed when you're tired will help you be productive the next day. Having an organized schedule can help you avoid cramming and prioritize sleep. Moreover, fueling your body with nutritious foods is just as important. Some great brain foods are avocados, kale, berries, and nuts. Finally, hydrate. 8 glasses of water a day is recommended. 6. Find the time that you are most productive. Are you a morning person or a night owl? If you can find a time in the day when you are most productive, you can finish your work more efficiently. With all the good intentions, we sometimes set our alarm at 5 a.m., thinking we'll be more productive, but end up yawning the rest of the day. By third period, we regret waking up early because we're just not morning people. It is impossible to work at your peak capacity all of the time. However, by finding times when you are most productive, it can be easier to accomplish more tasks. 7. Have an accountability buddy. For some, checklists and calendars on their own work great. However, there are many of us that put things on our list and then reassure ourselves that we'll do it tomorrow. Sometimes, all you need is a text from a friend to remind you to finish the project or study for the test. Asking a friend or peer to help you stay accountable for completing your work will help you stay proactive. This can be mutually beneficial as well. Buddies can help each other stay on track and focused, but also give each other the breaks that they need. By telling your friend to take a break and then resume in a set amount of time, you can help them keep the momentum throughout the day. 8. Reward yourself after you finish a few tasks. Sometimes it is hard to find the motivation to complete the items on your to-do list. Seeing all you have to do can be overwhelming and create a turnoff. However, implementing small rewards into your to-do list after every few tasks can boost motivation. Including small but exciting rewards on your to-do list can help you find motivation. These small rewards can range from calling a friend, to making yourself coffee, to dancing to your favorite song. Next time you're feeling unmotivated, put some little rewards on your checklist. It's amazing the wonders these simple steps can do for you. Implementing even a few can help you on your journey to a happier, healthier, more productive you. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Why Community College is a Viable Option for Your Path to Post-Secondary Success. And this article was written by Williana Serve. Community college can often be overlooked as a viable option for higher education. Still, it offers many benefits that traditional four-year universities cannot match. From flexible schedules to more affordable tuition, community college can be an excellent choice for students looking to further their education, whether just starting your college journey or looking to make a career change. Community college can open up a world of opportunities. So don't dismiss it as a second-rate option. Read on to discover why community college might just be the perfect choice for you. Offers a lot of educational flexibility. Community college offers an unparalleled level of educational flexibility, making it an ideal option for students who are looking for a personalized approach to their education. One of the most significant advantages of attending community college is the diverse curriculum available, which ranges from traditional academic programs to vocational and technical courses. This means students can tailor their education to their specific interests and goals without feeling limited by a one-size-fits-all approach. Additionally, the smaller class sizes and one-on-one attention from instructors allow for a more individualized learning experience, making it easier for students to understand complex concepts and get the support they need to succeed. Community college also offers flexible scheduling options, including the ability to take classes online or in person, which means that students can fit their education into their busy schedules without sacrificing their work or family obligations. Finally, the lower tuition costs and financial aid options available make community college a more affordable option compared to four-year universities, freeing up money for other expenses and reducing the financial burden of higher education. Cheaper than other colleges and universities. Community college is widely recognized as a more affordable option for students seeking higher education. In fact, the average cost of tuition and fees for community college is about one-third the cost of attending a four-year public university, according to the College Board. This is because community colleges are funded by local and state governments, which allows them to keep tuition costs low and provide students with a more affordable education. Additionally, many community colleges offer financial aid and scholarships, making it even easier for students to pay for their education and reduce their debt burden. It's important to note that the cost savings of attending community college can be substantial, with students potentially saving tens of thousands of dollars in tuition and other expenses over the course of their education. This makes community college an ideal option for students who are looking for a quality education without incurring substantial debt. A path to four-year universities. Community college is a valuable stepping stone for students seeking a four-year degree. Many community colleges have transfer agreements in place with four-year universities, making it easier for students to continue their education and achieve their goals. In fact, many students choose to start their higher education journey at community college to save money and gain valuable academic and life experience. According to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, about 40% of students who earn a bachelor's degree in the United States transfer from a community college at some point in their academic careers. This demonstrates the effectiveness of community college as a stepping stone on the path to a four-year university. Furthermore, community college allows students to take courses in various subjects, allowing them to explore their interests and determine which academic path is right for them before committing to a four-year university. Workforce training. Community colleges play a critical role in providing workforce training to students and community members. With the fast pace of technological advancements and the ever-changing job market, it's essential for individuals to continuously update their skills and knowledge to stay competitive in the workforce. Community colleges have recognized this need and have stepped up to meet it head-on, providing a wide range of programs and courses designed to help individuals acquire new skills and enhance their existing ones. According to a report by the American Association of Community Colleges, more than 75% of community colleges offer workforce training programs, and the majority of these programs are designed to meet the needs of local businesses and industries. This helps to ensure that the skills and knowledge that students and community members acquire through these programs are directly applicable to the job market, increasing their chances of finding and retaining employment. Furthermore, many of these programs offer hands-on training and opportunities for practical experience, giving students a chance to apply what they've learned in real-world settings. Additionally, community colleges often partner with local businesses to provide students with internships, job shadowing, and other opportunities to gain practical experience and make valuable connections in their chosen fields. All of these factors combine to make community college a valuable resource for individuals looking to improve their workforce skills and increase their earning potential. Closer to home. For many students, leaving home and moving away to attend a university is not feasible for financial or personal reasons. Community college provides students with the opportunity to stay close to home and remain connected to their families and communities. Since community college is closer to home, students have the flexibility to work part-time and support themselves without the added stress of relocating and adjusting to a new environment. Attending a college closer to home can provide students with a sense of familiarity and comfort, helping ease their transition into higher education. This can be especially important for first-generation college students or those returning to school after a long break. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, more than 60% of community college students attend school part-time while also working. Many rely on their local community college to provide them with a flexible and convenient option for continuing their education. Furthermore, the ability to take classes online or in person means students can fit their education into their busy schedules without sacrificing the important things in their lives. When it comes to advancing your education, community college is a diamond in the rough. Many dismiss its potential, but those who take a closer look will discover a plethora of opportunities and advantages. So don't let preconceived notions hold you back from exploring this excellent option. Take a step back and see the true potential of community college as an excellent idea for your educational journey. Don't miss out on the chance to discover the many benefits it has to offer. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com, Highlights of the 2023 Super Bowl. And this article was written by Ayla Miller. Annual Super Bowls are one of the most anticipated events of the sports season, with fans anxious to see who will come out on top. Long-lived traditions of Super Bowl parties were not disappointed with Super Bowl 57. Fans bet up to $16 million on Super Bowl scores, touchdowns, and even commercials. The Super Bowl is an enjoyable occasion for all sports fans, no matter if your team is playing or not. 1 week removed from Super Bowl 57, and the excitement still lives on. From a star-studded guest list to an emotional victory, the 2023 Super Bowl is one for the history books. Rihanna's amazing halftime show. The return of the Bad Gal to live performances was one of the most anticipated moments of the year, and she lived up to expectations. With an amazing performance of her classics, Rihanna proved herself once again as one of the best to ever do it. The dancers that accompanied her were outstanding as well. Rihanna not only performed beautifully, but she also looked amazing as well, all while pregnant, which she confirmed after her performance. She used a highly sought-after Fenty product, which became one of the most talked-about moments of the performance. Rihanna is one of the most iconic performers of our generation, causing her performance to ripple into a social media trend. People are imitating Rihanna and a backup dancer during the performance of Work. Rihanna provided entertainment to remember for the entire year. Kelce Faceoff. Super Bowl 57 also marked the first brother face-off Super Bowl in history. Travis Kelce of the Chiefs versus his older brother Jason Kelce of the Eagles. Both Kelces are arguably two of the best in their positions, which made the occasion even more special. The entire Kelce family showed the brothers love at the end of the game, proving to be a fan-favorite moment. The sports world was already impressed with Kelce's athletic ability, but is now thoroughly impressed by the sportsmanship they showed at the end of the game. Both brothers also earned themselves an expanded fan base, with TikTokers posting their favorite moments. Additionally, check out Kelce's podcast, New Heights. Celebrations. The classic celebrations after unimaginable plays and outstanding touchdowns will always be some of the most memorable moments during past Super Bowls. Celebrations range from dances to chants, enhancing the entertainment of football games and provide increasing fan excitement. Celebrations often become trends, like Cam Newton's dab, or are renditions of trends. This year's celebrations became incredibly popular with the help of social media, for good reason. First, Travis Kelce's celebration after putting the Chiefs on the board sent the internet reeling. Videos of his celebration accompanied by music are scattering TikTok, pushing Travis Kelce to an even larger stardom. Miles Sanders and Jason Kelce's celebration also had the internet going crazy. Playing off of Lil Uzi Vert's Just Wanna Rock, Sanders began the celebration and Kelce followed soon after. Like Travis Kelce's, these two inspired fans to put the popular song over their dancing. And lastly, the chief's celebration parade was full of laughter, triumphs, and happiness. One of my personal favorite moments is Mahomes giving fans his trophy and walking away. Very admirable, if you ask me. Eagles highlights. Jalen Hurts threw a 45-yard touchdown pass to A.J. Brown, which brought them to a 14-7 lead. This play showcased the true unity between the QB and his receivers and caused an eruption in the crowd. Brown's ability to outsmart the defenders was incredible. Not only did Hurts throw remarkable passes throughout the entire game, but he also broke a record. Scoring 3 rushing touchdowns, Hurts ran for 66 yards. This claimed Steve McNair's record of 64 yards over 20 years ago. Additionally, at the closing end of the game, Hurts ran a 2-point conversion that tied the game. Chiefs highlights. The game-winning 27-yard field goal sealed the deal for the Chiefs. Scored by the talented Harrison Butker, this field goal was successful in the last 8 seconds of the game. The Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, earned another Super Bowl ring and another Super Bowl MVP. After suffering ankle complications, Mahomes came back to win with his capable O-line. He became the 10th player to receive multiple MVP awards. With 21 out of 27 completed passes, Mahomes definitely deserves the title of Most Valuable Player. In time. Super Bowl 57 was also the 3rd highest scoring Super Bowl in history. Just another reason why it should always be remembered. With an amazing performance by both teams, this year's Super Bowl was absolutely awesome. Also, Super Bowl 57 may mark the beginning of a Chiefs era and the surfacing of a new contender for the GOAT label. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. I no longer have enough in the tank. Jacinda Ardern resigns as New Zealand Prime Minister. And this article was written by Condé Nast. And there is a note, this article was originally published by British Vogue. During a caucus meeting for the Labour Party in New Zealand on 19th January, Jacinda Ardern announced she would be stepping down from the role of Prime Minister from 7 February, explaining that she simply no longer had enough in the tank to do the job properly. I'm leaving because with such a privileged role comes responsibility. The responsibility to know when you are the right person to lead and also when you are not, she continued. I know what this job takes. I know there will be much discussion in the aftermath of this decision as to what the so-called real reason was. The only interesting angle you will find is that, after going on 6 years of some big challenges, I am human. Politicians are human. We give all that we can for as long as we can. And then it's time. And for me, it's time. Ardern's election in 2017 at the age of 37 made her the youngest female head of government in the world at the time, with her 5.5-year tenure witnessing the Christchurch attacks, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Wakari eruption. She also became only the 2nd world leader to give birth while in office, following Pakistan's Benazir Bhutto in 1990, after welcoming her daughter Neve Te Aroha in 2018. She later brought the 3-month-old to a United Nations General Assembly in another historic moment. For all our firsts, I'm proud we're now a nation where girls don't consider politics or political leadership extraordinary, Ardern wrote in British Vogue's September 2019 issue, guest edited by the Duchess of Sussex. But I'll be even more proud if that leadership of the future bucks the global trend and looks beyond borders, election cycles, and established ways of doing things. For them, I hope we'll see the exceptional finally becoming the rule, that kindness and compassion can be powerful and strong, and that we're willing to face the challenges we have to face while staring down the ones we don't. News of Ardern's departure has been met with a mixed response, with some seeing her resignation as a response to waning popularity as a result of strict COVID-19 restrictions and the cost of living crisis. The majority, however, have praised Ardern's accomplishments during her years in office and her candor about her reasons for stepping back from the role, with opposition leader Christopher Luxon thanking her for taking on what is a difficult and demanding job. I think the way that she led New Zealand through those Christchurch terror attacks in a way we all felt proud about, and the way that she has always been a good ambassador for us on the global stage, are things that will be really important in her legacy. Ardern's party will choose another leader imminently, with the next general election in New Zealand scheduled for 14 October. Our next article from TeenVogue.com, Meet Kavi Sharma, American Girl's 2023 Girl of the Year, and this article was written by Teen Vogue. It's a new year, and American Girl Doll is starting off 2023 by making history with its first South Asian Girl of the Year doll, Kavi Sharma. American Girl debuted its first Girl of the Year in 2001 with Lindsay Bergman. The Girl of the Year is a limited edition annual release which focuses on cultural diversity. 2021's Girl of the Year was Corinne Tan, the first ever Asian American Girl of the Year, and 2022's was Claudie, a Harlem Renaissance-era doll. Kavi joins the company's long line of contemporary characters introduced more than 20 years ago that represent a wide range of backgrounds to reflect what it means to be an American girl today, the company wrote of the new doll's release. Kavi is the first South Asian doll to be chosen as the Girl of the Year. Author Varsha Bajaj brought Kavi's story to life and says she hopes Kavi's life is a welcoming window for girls who might be unfamiliar with Kavi's world. It was a gift to include Kavi and her family celebrating magical festivals like Diwali and Holi. According to the American Girl website, Kavi is an Indian American girl growing up in New Jersey who loves singing, dancing, and performing with her friends. Throughout her story, Kavi learns to share her talents, be proud of who she is, and find a balance between her passions and her responsibilities. We can't wait to follow Kavi's journey. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.